Welcome to Let's Talk EI with Dr. Hank Clemens. This is an open forum to discuss all things emotional intelligence. So call and share your thoughts and ideas at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Now, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Boy, am I excited. Why am I excited? I'm excited because it's a new year and we get to practice. We get to use our emotional intelligence in the year 2013. It's going to be an exciting year. It really is. And I just remember when we ended the show last year, we were talking about the kinds of things that people do and say, and perhaps how the holidays are one of those days everyone gets to practice their EI, if you will. And I'm sure most of you had experiences. And I'd be interesting to hear or know if anyone during the holidays had an opportunity to really use their emotional intelligence to get them through a particular situation. So during the show, if you have time to call in, we really appreciate this because, after all, it is an open forum, although we have a guest today, and I'll share that with you in just a few minutes. But as an open forum, we do want you to call in. We do want you to share your thoughts and ideas around emotional intelligence. But before we get too far into the show and all these things, because I'm really excited, one, I'm excited about the guest that we have today. The guest that we have today is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Bob Jarrus. And he's going to be sharing some his information and some of the research and work that he's done around emotional intelligence. But for some of you that may be new to the show, let me tell you just a little bit about the show, who we are and why we exist, if you will. We are, the show is actually done by the Society of Emotional Intelligence, and the Society of Emotional Intelligence is now in its fifth year of organization. We've had three conferences so far. We'll be coming up on another conference in Tampa, Florida on October 18th, so mark your calendars for that. But the Society of Emotional Intelligence is really much like any other professional association, much like ASTD, American Society for Training and Development, or SHRM, Society of Human Resources Management. It's a place where those that are interested in emotional intelligence can come, call, sit, talk about the subject or talk about the topic. We are inclusive. That is, we don't say, well, because you believe in this particular philosophy around emotional intelligence, you're welcome, but because you believe in this philosophy around emotional intelligence, you're not welcome. Actually, we want to hear, and that's how we grow, and that's how we learn, by hearing the different approaches around a particular philosophy. We don't always have to agree with them. We don't always have to accept them. But we should be open and willing to listen to them, be willing to hear about it, because you never know what might work for Joe may not work for Nancy, and what works for Sue may not work for Bill. So let's be open, let's embrace, and let's be willing to listen to and even comment and share our thoughts around emotional intelligence. As I said, the Society of Emotional Intelligence is a membership-driven organization. We have members all over the country. As a matter of fact, we have members that are outside the U.S. also. And because we are a membership-driven organization, we have to pay membership dues, because membership dues helps to keep, one, the show Let's Talk EI on the air, as well as it helps to provide some other support that professional associations need in order to stay active. So some members, their membership dues are probably due at this point in time, and if I can say so, we'd really like for you to get those in the mail to us or go online at the societyofei.org, and you can actually pay your membership dues right online. One of the other exciting things that has happened is that we have a new chapter. We have a new chapter that is coming online. Actually, it is in its development stage. It's called the Tri-State Chapter, and it consists of three states. While the states, well, let me tell you the states. It's Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Actually, it's more the area around Delaware. So that's Philadelphia, and I guess that would be some parts of southern New Jersey. That would be a part of that chapter. The leadership there is Elisa Word. I'm sorry. I always want to say Wood, and it's Word. But it's Elisa Word. So what I encourage you to do is to go to our website. And on our website, it lists the different chapters. But on the front page, there's a photo of Elisa and her email address. So I'd be happy, and I know she'd be really pleased to get an email from you just to wish her, you know, success in bringing the new chapter online. So that's one of the newest things that has happened within SOEI. A couple of other things. SOEI, and I use the term SOEI, which is Society of Emotional Intelligence. SOEI also has a couple of LinkedIn groups. Now, for those of you that might not be familiar with LinkedIn, LinkedIn is a social media group, much like, let's say, Facebook. But LinkedIn is more business focused, so a lot of people that are in business will be on LinkedIn. And within LinkedIn, they have specialty groups. So, for instance, the Society of Emotional Intelligence, we have a group called the Society of Emotional Intelligence Network. And at this point, I think we probably have over 1,000 members in that network. But the purpose for the network is for people to share information. We only do Let's Talk EI once a month. So, the way that members can share information with each other is through the network, either pose questions, present ideas, present thoughts, and things like that. But in addition to the Society of Emotional Intelligence Network, we also have the Society of Emotional Intelligence Exchange. Now, the exchange is for members only. So for individuals that are members of the Society of Emotional Intelligence, they then have an opportunity to be a part of that group. Now, the purpose of that group is for members to exchange information among themselves. Often members would like to talk to other members because, well, they have a relationship, you might say. They are a part of the same group or the same organization. So there's a need sometimes for them to share information among members. So there are two groups that you can belong to there. One is the Society of Emotional Intelligence Network. The other is the Society of Emotional Intelligence Exchange. So either one, I suggest getting connected with LinkedIn and then seeing which group works best for you. And regardless of what group works best for you, you know, just being involved, just being a member will certainly pay some dividends in the long run. Because a lot of times you'll make new friends or you'll get some additional information, information that you were not perhaps even thinking about, but all of a sudden it appears and you say, well, geez, you know, it's sort of like I share this when I'm doing some seminars and workshops. And that is when you're walking down a grocery aisle and just before you get to the checkout counter, if you look on your left and right hand side, you see some items there. What do we call those items? We call those items impulse items. We call them impulse items because before we got to that area, we had no idea that we needed or wanted or maybe even had could use those items. But once we got there and we saw them, we thought, hey, you know, I can really use this, or this makes sense, or maybe I'll try this out. So belonging to networks or social networks or social organizations sometimes provides sort of a, well, an opportunity for something like that to happen, an opportunity to see or to experience something that you weren't necessarily thinking about at the time. So get involved and be ready to learn something new. Again, Happy New Year, and welcome to Let's Talk EI, a monthly show dedicated to discussing and just talking about things that are emotional intelligence related. But it's interesting, though. I had a caller once that said, well, does it have to be emotional intelligence? Can it be about conflict management, or can it be about team building, or can it be about personal relationships? And, of course, my response to that was absolutely, because my philosophy is that just about everything is related to emotional intelligence. And we're going to have someone on later in the show at about a quarter past the hour who's going to give us some information and let us know how a lot of these things tie together. One of the other things that I'd like to share with you is I'm going to call it our tip of the month. And the tip of the month is really about how to develop your emotional intelligence. Now, you see a lot of programs and you see a lot of seminars and you see a lot of workshops out there that gives you their take on how to develop emotional intelligence. But my thought is, you know, when you're thinking about emotional intelligence and how you're going to develop it, there's one thing that I've come to find out or come to know, and that is it can't be done in one day. Developing your emotional intelligence is just not going to happen in one day. As a matter of fact, it takes about 90 days to see or to have a measurable difference between how you were and how you are. In other words, if you're looking to develop a skill or an ability that is different from the way that it is now, then you have to give yourself an opportunity to practice those skills. So therefore, by attending, you know, most of the time a one-day seminar or workshop, you're not going to have a chance to practice those. And most of the time, again, we don't stay with things long enough for them to become a habit. But if you participate or get involved in programs that are done over a period of time, it's going to allow you the opportunity to practice those skills. So one of the things that we at the Society of Emotional Intelligence has done is we've developed a four-part series around developing your emotional intelligence. And again, that kicks off on February 13th in Tampa. However, for those of you that are outside the Tampa Bay area, if you're interested, well, just contact us, and then we'll look at and see how we can put one together in your area. The other thing that I wanted to mention was the fact that we're always looking to develop new chapters. So if there's not a chapter in your area, and currently we have one in New York, one in Atlanta, one in Tampa, Florida, and one in Los Angeles, California, if there's not one in your area, then please give me a call at 813-431-9786. That's 813-431-9786, and say, Hank, I'd like to get a chapter going in my area. And I'll be more than happy to share the information with you, tell you what you need to do, the work that's involved in it. And it is work. It's not something that can just, again, happen overnight. You do need to put together a leadership team, and you do need to go out and, you know, let people know that the organization exists. So, it's not one of those things that happens overnight, but they do happen. And as with any professional association, you do have to put in a little what we call sweat equity in order to get it going. So we are looking to develop at least two more chapters in 2013. So if you're interested, let me know, and I'll certainly get some information to you as soon as I can on what you need to do in order to get a chapter going. Well, this takes us up to our first break, so we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back with our guests today. Our guest today being Bob Jarrus, and I just can't wait to hear from him and tell you a little bit more about him right after this.